What were popular smokes for men here in the early days?
Well, tobacco, you know.
Yeah. And pipe or?
Well, didn't any of my people smoke. My father was raised in Missouri on a tobacco farm, and he detested tobacco so well, so bad, that he would never smoke. But he didn't smoke or chew. We didn't, and my husband never did use tobacco on any farm. But my grandfather, he used pipe tobacco. He smoked pipe all the time. I mean, not my grandfather, but Henry's father. We call him Grandpa. He lived with us 10 years. He lived to be 98.
My goodness.
And he would have lived to be 100, but he fell and broke his hip. And he only lived 9 months after he broke his hip. He was in a wheelchair, and all at once he just got to where he wouldn't eat. He just quit eating. And when he quit eating, I got to feed him Pablum and baby food, one thing or another. He died.
He just gave up.
Yeah, he just gave up. But he lived to be 98. He was talking about all this hog lard and eggs and butter and things like that not being healthy. But that's what he was always raised on. Mm-hmm. That's the only kind of shortening he ever had in all of his lifetime, and he was really a healthy person. He never became too fat or anything. He was just so healthy.
He was vigorous, though.
Yes, he never had an operation in his life. He was a Union soldier. He was born in Germany, but he lived in Iowa. And he's on Sherman's march to the sea. You know, he had a lot of exercise.
Yeah.
Marched clear across the United States.
Dodging Georgians,
yeah,
among other things.
Yeah.
Oh, did men here smoke cigars and cigarettes to any extent?
They rolled their cigarettes whenever. I can remember that.
Uh-huh.
They'd get this bag of tobacco, you know, and it had cigarette papers on it, and they'd roll their cigarettes. I can remember some of the young boys doing that.
Yeah, when I was a kid, I bought that stuff. I didn't smoke.
No.
I wanted to learn to roll cigarettes.
Yeah. Uh-huh. You know how they roll those up and then they lick them a little bit.
Yeah.
Just stick them together.
Well, I got so I could do it. And of course, once I did it, I'd have to throw them away because I didn't want to light them. I didn't want to have anything to do with them.
You didn't ever smoke them?
I just wanted to play with them.
Well.
But times have changed now.
Well, my husband never smoked a cigarette.
How about cigars? Were they popular here?
Yes, they were popular in those days.
The black ones? Or?
Black ones, uh-huh. Black cigars.
Mm-hmm.
My father-in-law occasionally would smoke one if someone gave them to him.
Mm-hmm.
It's sometimes they give them to you, you know.
If you do a favor for someone, let's say, you say then you're what? Or he's, well, let's say somebody does a favor for you, and you feel that there's some sort of a debt incurred here, so you say you're what?
Obligated to him?
Uh-huh.
Obligated. I know that in the early days, I can remember, my father was a cotton farmer, but he would buy stuff, they'd charge it, you know, until the fall of the year when he'd sell his cotton.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then when he'd go in and pay for his plows or whatever he bought at the hardware store or something, they would always give him a pocket knife, you see.
Mm-hmm. What was that called when they gave him that?
Well, I don't know. They'd give him a pocket knife when he paid, whenever he paid a bill. I don't know what they called
it. A bang yap or?
I don't know what they call it.
Just a favor or something.
Yeah.
Do you have owls around here?
Yes, uh-huh.
What kinds do you have?
Well, we have the hoot owl and the big old barn owl. Sometimes in the hoot owls and the